Hey everyone, this is Jay Holtham, also known as Hawkeye. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are going through all the MCU from Phase 1 on and letting the dice fall where they may. This week we have...
Callie playing Pepper Potts.
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
This is Nikki, and I'm playing Mockingbird.
I'm Tim Bannick, and I'm the watcher and the judge for this session.
Remember to subscribe and share and support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we?
So you guys board the bus and fly out to Eastern Europe. The bus, as you may know, if you've watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., this is the bus pre-being souped up, so it's not quite as cool as it is in that show. That's still a few years out. But it's still a really fast, big plane that transports S.H.I.E.L.D. agents where they need to go. So that's exactly what it does here. It brings you out to Eastern Europe. So you have probably a couple hours aboard the bus where you get to talk tactics and things like that, which we don't necessarily have to play through. I'll assume... You know, you guys are good at what you do, so I'll assume you kind of act on whatever tactics are the best when you choose what you do. So the situation, you guys are going to the missile silo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the plan.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This missile silo is kind of in a valley. There's a lot of forested land around it. There's just one access road for all the military vehicles that used to drive up there all the time when this thing was active. Now it's been inactive for some amount of time, probably many years, because the RS-28 Sarmat missiles of Russian make are a few years old. So a lot of those silos are... either still under their control or in this case have been abandoned for about 10 years or so. This one is right on the border of Sokovia and has fallen into rebel hands. So these are mostly Sokovian military who've rebelled against their government and their armed forces who've taken it over. And it was, as Coulson tells you, you know, during your debriefing, because Barton can probably fill you in on a few more details. Basically, it was just a short time after it was taken over by the rebels that it started taking out satellite transmission or blocking satellite transmissions. So it's only been, you know, a matter of weeks that this thing has kind of been off the radar. So, you know, at least from a logistics standpoint, it's not like you're going to be walking into something that's like a completely different construction than a missile silo. So what you have here is top side. There's one road leading in to this valley. This base is kind of like the sprawling affair with a refueling depot on the outside. There's just a few buildings top side, one of which is the refueling depot itself. So it's basically like an armored gas station. You know, a lot of vehicles are able to park there. There's maybe like three other buildings that are like barracks and supply buildings. Again, most of which, you know, should have been abandoned. So you're not sure the status of how many soldiers are now in the place. But the real key to this place is what's underground. There's the first level down, which is pretty easily accessible from any of the buildings, is kind of like a storage facility. So like they could open up one of the buildings is basically like a hangar. Think of it that way. The floor could open up in it lower down into this storage area. So there was at least last they knew from intelligence from the Russians was that there was a lot of like scrap metal and stuff that they had put in there, you know, whether to use, fix things up when needed or to build new constructions if the place got bigger. Obviously, none of that happened, so the scrap metal just kind of got left behind. But then underneath that, you go down another level, accessible via not like transport elevators and things like that, but accessible via just like normal stairwells and hallways and things like that, is basically a maze-like facility underground. So, you know, there's control rooms, you know, other... war rooms, situation rooms, meeting rooms, all this stuff for like, you know, obviously high level command of a military outpost. And the kind of, you know, the MCU movie Russian style, I guess you know, mm-hmm. you might say, you know, very secretive and all this stuff. So there's lots of like hidden doors in this thing. And it's really just like the almost like a honeycomb nature to the underground levels. So it's, you know, it's quite a maze down there. So that's all you know. Now, I say that you have a visual of the entire layout of the facility as far as S.H.I.E.L.D. knows it. So, you know, you are pretty certain you have a significant idea of, like, the layout of this place, which should help you very greatly. You all have your radios, so you can stay in constant communication, even if you're not in speaking distance with each other, and with the bus, which will remain overhead, up in the clouds, and basically trying to stay as stealthy as possible with Coulson aboard, because he's the field officer. He's not the guy who runs in with a gun. that's your job. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, he'll also be coordinating with the agents who are going after Claw at the salvage yard, assuming mm-hmm. he's there, which he may not be. So could just be going after rusty boats. But he's going to be, you know, in contact with the S.H.I.E.L.D. strike team that will be heading there. So you'll have some intelligence from there, regardless of the fact that you're not actually there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the long and the short of it. Now, I leave it to you guys, and there's no wrong answers. By all means, ask questions if you want to, but I'm not gonna screw you over if you don't come up with the right plan or something. You know what your character's abilities are. You now have things in your hands where you get to decide how you want to approach this facility, whether you want to do stealth or assaults or distractions or anything you want to do, we will make possible.
When it was abandoned, were the missiles left there?
No. So there shouldn't be any military vehicles that the Russians left behind, and no military armaments that the Russians left behind. But obviously, the rebels could have brought stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do they have the anti-air missiles that are?
No. So they should not. I guess
they should.
They should not.
Yeah. There should be no defenses that were left behind from the facility. So if there's anything in there now, like anti-air or anti-ground or a big missile sitting in there, that would be stuff they would have had to bring in, which is unlikely that they would have been able to bring in much. The chances of them like having set up the silo with an intercontinental ballistic missile is slim and none, because, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. tracks the hell out of that stuff.
But they could have anti-aircraft missiles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's entirely possible. Like, if they bring in like a tank or a couple tanks or a couple, mobile platforms that have anti-aircraft missiles, that is entirely possible.
Do we know if they're actively knocking out satellite stuff, or did they do something to knock it out? Like, is it something that's going to interfere with our communications, or?
Yeah, so they're actively jamming satellite communications, but the bus and the ECM on the communication systems that S.H.I.E.L.D. use, ECM being electronic countermeasures, for those of you who don't speak military talk, the ECM on this, like, you guys should be good, because you're staying like within the field as opposed to being, you know, at satellite level.
Right.
So you guys should be able to stay in contact with each other. There is some worry that if you go deep underground, you know, if one of you runs off and goes deep into the maze like corridors underground, it's possible your communications will be screwed up because of the fact that you're underneath tons of earth.
Can the bus take like aerial shots or something of where we are now, so we can see if it's guarded or if they do have vehicles or what that's looking like?
Great call. And yes,
I have a question.
Yes.
Rhodes has his armor, right?
He most certainly does.
I do, yes.
Okay. Because that feels, I don't know, like a first strike weapon.
I agree, actually. I feel like I go in and get them to look up while you guys go in while they're looking up. Either you guys attack, so they have to split their attention, or you guys can sneak in while I'm making a whole bunch of noise.
This thing
is exceptionally loud.
Fully in support.
And there's really only one way in, right?
There's one Rodan. There's Forest Hall. Okay. So, you know, depending on how you want to make use of that cover to get in, stuff like that. There's so it's, think of it as a simple rectangle. It's fenced in, you know, has, you know, just chain link fence that's fairly high, maybe 20 feet high with barbed wire around the top ringing it. And then there's the couple buildings and just like tarmac all mm-hmm. in that fenced in area, since there's primarily a refueling depot there. So yeah, so it's a forest all around, and then pretty flat inside these chain link walls. Since Callie brought it up, you get some images back from the bus as it takes you know, a few pictures of what's going on down there from high in the sky. And it does look like there's a fair amount of activity on the ground level. Looks like there's several soldiers stationed at the refueling depot itself, along with a few vehicles. Mm-hmm. There doesn't seem to be anything suggesting anti-aircraft weaponry on the top side, at least, which is where that would be most important.
Mm-hmm.
So you're counting maybe like about two dozen men who are running around on the top at the refueling depot. Otherwise, activity seems pretty minimal. The one thing that the photos do catch is that there are guard towers on all four corners of the fence. So they have, you know, pretty good field of vision all around this thing. But because it's, you know, it's a rectangle, right? It's fairly long, so they're only in the corners. So you have stretches of fence where, you know, thanks to trees and stuff like that, you know, you could probably sneak in, especially if you have cover of some kind, whether it's a distraction or darkness or whatever.
If I go in and knock out even just one of those guard towers, mm-hmm. if we specify one, you guys can go in pretty easily.
Yeah.
Well, and if we know we can get... I assume more missions to get to the second under, like, the second basement. And if we have this map that tells us the different buildings lead there, I guess our goal can also just be to slip in while Willy's distracting everybody.
That's, you know, that's
like any
right.
building.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels right. It feels like, Rhodes knocks on the front door and, we slip in the back door.
Mm-hmm. And I lean over, Agent Morris, how's my tactics training coming along?
It's coming.
Bobby, just start giving her stickers. I think that's going to be the only thing you got to do here.
Not a bad idea, actually. Yeah. We're just sneaking in, right? As us? Or do we need to knock on a few and put on their outfits and be able to walk around freely downstairs?
I feel like let's be us. I always get tired of looking for guys the right size. Like,
well, that's the problem when you're that short.
I feel wow, that was okay. So it's gonna be like that today. All right, I was
nice
gonna
say. Oh,
this is gonna be great. I was gonna say. I feel like we can, you know, dispense with trying to blend in. What with the guy in the metal suit blowing shit up at the front door. So
point.
Yeah.
Oh man, this banter.
Let's
storm
the castle.
Yep.
Okay. Let's make it happen. So Rhodey, you're gonna create the opening form first, is what I'm hearing.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly it.
All right. And indeed, as you already said, but I'll just reiterate the point, because there is that secondary mission of this, you know, recon, figure out if Claw's here, all that's important. But the secondary thing is, if you can knock out the electronics to stop mm-hmm. the jamming of the satellites, that is, you know, a priority as well. So, Rhodey, give me your tactic. What are you doing? How are you doing this? Or just describe it. You're not going to meet any resistance that's important enough to even...
Yeah. So I'm just imagining a few guys, like, hanging out on a guard tower, like, maybe making a little banter back and forth, you know. It's pretty quiet. There's not actually, like, a lot of action all the way out here on the border of Sokovia, right. Really, since they've taken it. And it's kind of quiet, you know. They're chatting. It's peaceful. They just hear... boom, as... And then they see something just come by, like, blowing air at everything as I come through basically at 600 miles an hour, bringing myself basically to a stop on the other side of the base. And as I come in, I'm just going to open up. I have the bullpup rifles on each arm, basically centering myself between two of the guard towers, okay. Just one arm at each of them. I know it's effectively it's one attack, but sure. So I'm going to do one attack on one of the towers on the right.
Nice.
With the bullpup. I'm going to, I'm just going to do that as an action. I'm not like
okay.
Flying defensively at the moment.
Let's stay in narrative mode. I'm just going to give you this one. I mean, there are people who are prepared for War Machine armor yeah. right now. So yeah. they're probably like just waking up, just got on Gordon. Yeah. Finished their coffee and all of a sudden this happens. Like they got nothing.
Yeah.
Go describe it. Yeah. You
have yeah. So as I come in, I basically stop myself with the stabilizer jets, like basically almost like doing like multiple like front flips as I like bring myself to a stop after the high speed and just coming up with both hands just across the people on the guard towers on that side of the campus, basically.
Yeah, they start like bailing out of the guard towers. Like a few of them start returning fire with their machine guns, which are entirely ineffectual against your armor. So they few rounds bounce off before you train the gun on them, and then they start diving out of yeah. the towers, knocking them completely out. The spotlights that are set in the towers shatter. Glass goes everywhere. Starts raining down from the tower on the people who are like trying to climb down as fast as they can, or just like diving out entirely. And yeah, there's all this commotion now as people are just like, you know, they don't even know what just hit them.
Yep. And I just say, "All right, guys, I rang the doorbell."
Yeah. lean up to Bobby. I'm like, Can I get one? Are we all
Pepper's
getting
like,
one?
You don't. It's not worth the trouble. It's not worth dealing with the maker.
Are you sure? Because I think I want one.
Trust me on that one. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I also think Pepper had a very slight like PTSD response to the sound of the repulsor lifts. not that in character you know this, not just from Tony, but like she was pretty traumatized by the Ironmonger attack.
Right.
And so yeah. I think but she recovers, she remembers her training, but I do think she has a kind of moment of like, oh my gosh, all right, here's where we are.
Yeah. Well done. All right, so the ground crew, let's give you guys the field now. So you have the opportunity to walk in through one of probably several holes now in the fence. The situation on the ground is, you know, at the guard towers, people are diving out and there's mass chaos. In the refueling depot area, you can see a little bit more discipline, nothing to mm-hmm. scare you because you're shield agents, but a little bit there, you know, these people pull themselves together a little bit better and begin setting up kind of a perimeter around the refueling depot vehicles. There's a handful that also disperse and start running into the three different buildings that are on the ground level. But that's it. That's all you're really seeing. Nothing huge
mm-hmm.
in terms of response, and nothing that's going to, you know, bother the War Machine armor. So, yeah, you pretty much have the all clear.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys want to proceed? Where do you want to go?
Well, I don't want to let Rhodey have all of the fun. I presume that the refueling depot has fuel in those trucks?
Oh, it certainly does, yes.
All right. Well, I think that I am going to shoot one with a thermal arrow and just, you know, make with a little more chaos because why not?
Right.
It's really good we didn't choose the stealth mission.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not, clearly not our forte.
No. All right. So once again, there's no sense in making any rolls at this point because you have the complete surprise and bafflement of these folks, and therefore mm-hmm. you have time to set up, aim, and there's no chance of you like failing this roll. Awesome. That would be stupid if Hawkeye, fumbles yeah. his first arrow roll. Like
that would be so embarrassing. Yeah.
Where there's no duress.
I know, right? Like yeah. he's under no pressure, and he's just like, "Duh!" and hits Rhodey with it.
Just shakes his head and walks away. He
just lands like 5 feet short.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That's not how the movies would do it. So I'll give you the description. You have the full right away here.
Yeah, no, I aim for the truck sort of in the midst of the guys setting up and forming their perimeter, and it goes boom. Nice big fireball. They all go running, and there is much more chaos, and it maybe sets off like one other truck in full Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Fire goes one thing, and the other thing blows up, and these guys are not having a good morning. This is not worked out well for them at all, and that's okay.
Yeah, as they're all scattering and a couple of the trucks light up on fire, one of them exploding into a giant ball of flame that goes up about 30 feet in the air. The rest of the people in the fueling depot, the ones who hold their ground, are now looking for fire extinguishers so the rest of the depot doesn't go up. But yeah, they're just total chaos on the grounds. Like, these people are not able to hold a line or represent any sort of technical resistance to you at any point anymore. So the rest of you on the ground, how are you moving in? Mockingbird, Potts?
Pepper's going to be following Mockingbird, following her lead on this.
Yes. I think at this point, we should be able to probably, all three of us should be able to just get right in a door, basically. Slide right in a side door as people are running outside like crazy.
Yeah, you guys slip into the compound through one of the many holes in the fence now, from all the explosions and stuff that's going on. So you come into the compound. There's off to your right is a plume of black smoke coming from the refueling depot. You're coming up from the rear side of one of the buildings on your left. The buildings are very simple made. They're all kind of like that hangar, corrugated type metal, like material. They're very simply fashioned and stuff like that. They have just like one or two big windows set on each side that appear to be armored. Which is maybe not a big surprise either. So they haven't blown out even due to the explosions at this point. So you run into the compounds. Where are you headed?
Down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
from the first building you see, you also have there's a building immediately to your right. There's the refueling depot, which is on fire. Across the way,
not that one.
Across the way is the bigger hangar type one, where there's the like transport lift for larger stuff. Any particular one?
I think that one makes sense if we can get there.
Yeah.
With all the distractions going on.
Yeah. But we can go down from any location.
Yeah, all of them do have access to the lower levels.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like if there's enough distraction for us to go to that hangar versus whatever's closest, that it would make sense to be like, this is the one they might have put the thing into.
Okay. Good call. Really good call. Let's do that.
Agreed.
Good job, new girl.
My name is Agent Potts. Thank you, Agent Barton.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really not going to respond well if you keep calling me new girl. I just need you to be aware of that. We're in a professional setting here.
Okay. All right. No problem. Potts, jeez.
I just lift an eyebrow.
Or you.
At me or at him?
Both of you. Yeah.
Just stow your looks. I can feel your looks.
You head over to the hangar one. There's the big broad hangar door that's open already. Plus there's like side doors. As you're like running across the compound, you can see into the hangar area, and there's not a whole lot in there. It's not like they're hiding anything. Like a tank or something crazy like that. You do see a few people in there. A few of the soldiers who were running from the refueling depot have headed over there, and it seems like they're kind of like regrouping with this one guy who appears to be fitting something onto across his chest, some kind of medical apparatus. And
medical? Is that what you said?
Metal. steel.
Oh, metal.
I heard medical also.
Yeah.
I
was like, so we don't shoot him?
He's just trying to live, man.
Is it oxygen? Man?
No, metal. Metal.
Metal, got it.
Yeah, this metal apparatus he's fitting on himself. And he's this kind of like burly guy with like slightly long dark hair. And as you kind of race by Pepper, because you know, in this team, you would immediately know the sign of this. You see a light turn on on the chest plate of what this person's fitting on there, and it looks just like an arc reactor.
Arc reactor.
Going back to your to your trauma.
Oh no.
But your trajectory is to kind of like go past that main door and then go in from the side. So you may continue or not. I don't know what you want to do.
I'm going to let these two know it's an arc reactor and that probably we don't have... Okay, that he's strapping an arc reactor onto his chest. We need to get Rhodey on this right now. It's an arc reactor. He has the same tech. We don't stand a chance in our armor with this right now, with whatever that guy's got powered by that.
Oh, okay. Let's not do that.
Rhodey, where are you?
Where am I at this point? Like how deep are they?
You're just lighting up the tower.
Yeah,
so
that's basically
just having a
like
blast.
Spinning in circles, like
machine gunning stuff. Yeah. So you've set this yard into complete chaos. There's plumes of smoke from Barton's arrow that went in there to kind of help with the distraction. So you're feeling pretty good about the situation. Like it's you know the chaos is there.
Yeah.
You're kind of above it. You know, literally and figuratively now. Mm-hmm. So when they radio you, you're probably like still relatively close to the front of the compound, near in between the towers.
Okay. As that's happening, I may have missed it. How deep were they? Where are they seeing the arc reactor guy?
We're ground level in the warehouse.
Yeah, they're about halfway into inside the fence. So like halfway across this entire fenced in area, they're at the halfway point and the hangar is like the biggest building at that point. That's actually a good
point. Okay, we're not the guy in the hangar.
We're still outside, right?
Yeah, you're outside like running to the side of the hangar, you know, because you probably weren't going to go
okay,
in the main
door. Okay, but inside.
And the guy's in the hangar.
Okay. Correct. Okay, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep
so
me
this
on.
Is all communicated to Rhodey.
Yeah, so I'm going to come around to see if I can get a visual on the guy strapping an arc reactor on, see if it's a suit, if it's like just like a chest piece, or if it's like
all right, we're
what we're looking at here.
Now we're starting the official combat sequence. War Machine is actually up first because, no surprise, his armor makes him super fast. that doesn't really change anything. So you fly into the compound, you know, past the plumes of smoke and the people like shooting at you ineffectually with their assault rifles and just
bouncing
off your armor. And you come up alongside the main hangar door, which is open, and you see this burly guy who I just described, you know, kind of longish hair. He's strapping on, it's just this apparatus that goes over his chest, but then he does this thing with his hands and two steel cables, similar to what Pepper is wielding, except his are glowing bright with energy from the arc reactor, kind of unfurl outward. And you hear over your communications, "Ah, you have come. Now you die."
Okay. So as I pull up, I just kind of say, you were expecting this?
I was hoping it would be Tony, but I see it as one of his creations instead.
Right. you guys need to go into the hangar, right? Or...
We just need to go into any building because they all have access to down, right?
Any building. Got it. I'm going to air-to-ground missile the hangar.